بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فيقول الإمام الشيخ محمد ابن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى: باب من الشرك الاستعاذة بغير الله. The author, he mentioned in his treatise كتاب التوحيد الذي هو حق الله على العبيد، باب من الشرك الاستعاذة بغير الله. The chapter the author, he has mentioned that from a shirk, from polytheism, from paganism, from shirk, min ash-shirki, from associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, al-isti'adatu bi ghayrillah, to seek refuge and to make al-isti'adha with other than Allah Azza wa Jal. The ulama, they mention al-isti'adatu hiya al-iltija'u wal-i'tisamu wal-taharruzu. لغةً, in the Arabic language or linguistically, the word al-isti'adha, it means to seek refuge, to seek refuge or to seek protection, to seek refuge or to seek protection from something that one is afraid of, or he fears harm or danger from something, and then he will go to somewhere or to someone he thinks that he will be able to find protection there from that danger and from that hardship. يعني الالتجاء الالتجاء يعني والاعتصام والتحرز. All of these meanings, they have the meaning of, or these words, they have the similar meaning, like الاستعاذة, to seek protection in time of danger, and to seek refuge from a harm or from something that one is afraid of. And the ulama, they say, وحقيقتها الهرب من شيء تخافه إلى من يعصمك منه. And the reality of al-isti'adha is to flee from something that one is afraid of to something that they believe will be able to protect them, or to someone who can protect them. For example, in the linguistic understanding, in the time of a storm, in the time of a great storm, then a person will seek shelter and seek refuge in a storm cellar or a storm shelter, or in some place that they would find to be safe in their home and the likes. They would take this place as a shelter from the storm. In this manner, they flee to that place to seek refuge in that place that they hope will be a means to protect them from the danger and the harm of the storm. So this is from that linguistic aspect. But al-isti'adha, that is an act of worship, is to seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla and protection from Him, from something that only Allah Azza wa Jalla can protect from, and from harm that no one is able to protect from except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say, أعوذ بالله, أو المسلم يستعيذ بالله. نعم, أعوذ بالله. أو I also, a believer, he says, والعياذ, العياذ بالله. فالعياذ بالعين من عاذ يعوذ عوذ عوذا, يعني is to seek refuge. فالعياذ يكون لدفع الشر. A person, he says, أعوذ بالله, whenever he wants to have some harm removed from him or to be protected from harm or from evil. أعوذ بالله. نعم, he seeks refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal. On the other hand, if the عين was replaced with the lam, اللياذ من لاذ يلوذ لوذ لوذا, والياذ هذا في طالب الخير, and both of them would be ibadah, seeking refuge and protection from something that is harmed. This is called al-iyath, and to seek goodness and blessing, or to seek the good and ask and request the good from Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is called al-liyadh. Billam, billam, nam. فَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ وَنَلُوذُ بِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى نَطْلُبُ مِنْهُ أَنْ يَحْفَظَنَا وَأَنْ يَزِيدَنَا مِنْ خَيْرِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So the reality of al-isti'adha is that this is ibadatun qalbiyya, and that it is established in the heart, and it is that the believer believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong and capable of doing all things and able to protect him, and will respond to his call whenever he seeks refuge with him, and then he calls on him. Naam, and he puts his reliance and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his faith and hope in him, and he asks him to protect him from the evil that he is afraid of, and he seeks refuge with him, and he puts his trust and reliance upon him. And this is the meaning of al-tija'u wa al-i'tisam, yani billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala inda al-istiyadha. To seek refuge with him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek protection with him. And this is just to mention examples of that, but in reality what is established in the heart of that time from the servitude and submission to Allah Azza wa Jal, and from the trust and from the reliance and faith and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the reality of that great act of worship at isti'adha, that the heart at that time of a'udhu billah, a'udhu billah, whatever a person he seeks refuge from. And it's legislated to seek refuge from every harm, to seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla from every harm and difficulty, from every fear. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to seek refuge from many issues of this life and the hereafter. He used to seek refuge from many dangers and harms in this life, related to the deen and the dunya, and also in the hereafter, and even in the grave. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to seek refuge with Allah from having bad manners. He used to seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla from having knowledge that would not benefit him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to seek refuge with Allah from having a heart that would not be submissive and humble. And he used to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the whispers of shaitan. And he used to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from acting in an ignorant manner. He used to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from many aspects of this life, from the grave likewise in the hereafter. Naam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has taught us to seek refuge with Allah azza wa jal in every affair that a person he is afraid of. In every affair that a person he is afraid of. And we seek refuge with Allah azza wa jal from the evil of our own souls and the evil of our own deeds. All of this is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-isti'adha, al-isti'adha. Allah azza wa jal, he has commanded the believers, he has commanded his servants in more than one place in his book to seek refuge with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has commanded, if we pay attention to these words, he has commanded in more than one place in his book to seek refuge with him. And the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded with al-isti'adha, yani he has commanded his servants to seek refuge with him, this is a clear evidence that al-isti'adha is an act of worship. Because as we have seen in previous classes, and as we all know, walillah alhamd, that al-ibadah is something that Allah Azza wa Jal loves and is pleased with, from the speech and from the action. And the way, or from the means of learning or knowing and understanding those actions and statements that Allah loves or is pleased with, or that Allah loves and is pleased with, is that if He commands it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if He encourages it, or if He praises that action or the one who performs that deed, that this is an indication that that action is beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is why He commanded it, or this is why He has praised it, or praised the one who performed that action. Naam. So then to see that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has commanded in His book, wal-isti'adha, then it is a clear evidence and proof that al-isti'adha is ibadah. And if it's established that al-isti'adha is ibadah, then for somebody to direct that to someone other than Allah Azza wa Jalla, then this is from a shirk. Just as the author, he has mentioned, babun min ash-shirk, from a shirk, al-isti'adhatu bighayrillah. Al-isti'adhatu bighayrillah. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned in His book, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. If shaitan, he touches you, or if shaitan, he whispers to you, نعم to do some action of disobedience. وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ, يعني if he whispers to you or if he encourages you to do some evil, or if you sense him or feel him encouraging you to leave off something that you have been commanded to do, to leave off an obligation, or if he encourages you to fall into something that is impermissible and to perform an action and to commit a deed that is haram, or if he whispers and encourages the person to leave off an obligation or to fall short in performing the obligation, then Allah, he says, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Then seek refuge with Allah. Then seek refuge with Allah. The point here is Allah, he commanded it. فَاسْتَعِذْ, this is the command form of the verb. استعاذ يستعيذ استعيذ استعاذة فاستعيذ بالله. So Allah Azza wa Jal here, he has commanded his servants with al-istiaadha at the time of the whispers of al-shaytan. And likewise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the same meaning, he mentioned in his book, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, so if whenever you read the Quran, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, then seek refuge with Allah from الشيطان الرجيم, from Shaytan, the outcast and the cursed. So we see that in these two verses, and there are other verses in the Book of Allah likewise, whenever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he has commanded his servants to seek refuge with him. He has commanded his servants to seek refuge with him. This is a clear evidence and clarification that al-isti'adha is ibadah. نعم وهي محبوبة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى, that this is something that Allah loves and is pleased with. So that means that if a person were to direct this type of isti'adha to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, then this would be considered shirk, because this is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. al-ibadah to حق الله سبحانه وتعالى. باب من الشرك الاستعاذة بغير الله. The chapter, the author, he has mentioned that from الشرك, from polytheism and associating partners with Allah عز وجل, is to seek refuge with other than Allah. To seek refuge with other than Allah. The ulama, they clarify, and إشارة سابقة indicated before, what the ulama, they mentioned about that is that not every استعاذة is considered an act of worship. That this is the isti'adha that is considered an act of worship and seeking refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and something that only Allah has the ability to protect from. That only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has the ability to protect from, to seek protection from the dangers of the hereafter, or to seek protection from the punishment of the grave, or to seek protection, for example, from the jinn, or to seek protection from diseases and the likes like this. And a person, he will take the means, but he will put his reliance and trust and seek refuge with Allah. Seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal. Seek refuge and protection from that evil and that harm with Allah Azza wa Jal. As for seeking refuge with something that, or with someone who has the ability and they're alive and they're capable of protecting someone, or going to some place and the likes like this, that is going to protect someone from some harm, then this is permissible. This is permissible and not considered shirk. And it has come in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he mentioned about the times of the fitan and the trials, that there will be much trials and much fitan, and the people will be tried in their deen and in this dunya and the likes like that. And the one who is walking, or the one who is lying, is better than the one, or the one who is sitting is better than the one who is standing, and the one who is standing is better than the one who is walking, so on and so forth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ فِيهَا مَلْجَأً أَوْ مَعَاذًا فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِهِ فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِهِ. Whoever finds a place of protection or refuge in these times, فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِهِ, then let him seek refuge there or take protection in that place. So this is the case. At this time, this is not considered an act of worship to seek protection from some affairs of the dunya with something or someone who has that ability. Then this is not considered the act of worship that is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the right of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the author, he mentioned, he says, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the statement of Allah the Most High, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِّ من الجن فزادوهم رهقا فزادوهم رهقا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, in verity there were men amongst mankind who sought refuge and took shelter with the male jinn, and they only increased them in sin and transgression. But they only increased them in sin and in transgression. The ulama, they mentioned about this verse that in the times of al-jahiliyyah and before Islam, that the Arab, that whenever they would travel or whenever they would be in the desert and they would stop to rest in a particular place, particular in valleys, so on and so forth, and in the empty lands, and they would stop to rest there or to spend the night there in these lands, that one of them would scream at the top of his voice, and he would say that he seeks refuge with the leader of this valley from the foolish and the ignorant ones of his people. He would say, "A'udhu bi sayyidi hadha alwadi min sufaha'i qawmihi." Now that they would, if they would stop and take rest or spend the night in a particular place that was barren, and these places were known to be inhabited by the jinn and the likes like that, that they would, one of them would stop and that in their resting place, and he would scream out loud in a very high voice, and he would say he seeks refuge with the master of this valley from the foolish of his people, yani from the jinn. And whenever the jinn, they learned that these people were afraid of them, then they took advantage of that, and they whenever they learned that these people would worship them and seek refuge with them and that they were afraid of them, then they took advantage of that, and they would even cause them to humble themselves before them even more, and to frighten them and to make them afraid of them, so that they would seek more refuge in them, and that they would comply to their commandments even more. فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. That these people, they were afraid of the jinn, and they were afraid of the evil and the harms of the jinn, so that then they would seek refuge with the leader of the jinn, and they would seek protection with him, and they would call on him in hopes that he would protect them from the harm of his people and from his tribesmen, from the jinn and from the devils. So this is the methodology or the way of some of the people in the time of Jahiliyyah, or the Arabs in the time of Jahiliyyah. So in the beginning of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about the jinn, that there were some of the jinn who heard the revelation, and they realized that it was the truth, and they were guided to believe in the Quran and in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after they had accepted Islam, they discussed some issues of how they of shirk that they remember from the times of Jahiliyyah, and from the shirk that they were aware of before their Islam, is that there were some people from mankind who used to seek refuge with the jinn, who used to seek refuge from with them from their harm and from their evil. So this is something that the people of Jahiliyyah were upon. And the Arabs of Jahiliyyah, they were upon this, seeking refuge with the jinn and protection with the jinn from the evils of the shayateen, and from the evils of the devils, from the evils of the devils. So the point here from the mention of this verse is to clarify that this is established in those days, and it was established in their ways that there were people from mankind who used to seek refuge with the jinn, and this is considered shirk. Well, this is considered shirk, and this action from them, they would only try to seek protection, but it did not increase them in protection. It only increased them in fear. Naam, and this is from that principle the ulama, they mentioned, al-mu'amala binaqidi al-qasd, that they were dealt with in the contrary intention, because they did not take the legislative and the proper means, and so they hope to achieve something in the manner that is not legislated, nor is it correct, so they will be dealt with contrary to their intention. So they will be dealt with contrary to their intention, so they did not find protection, nor did they find safety and security, rather it only increased them in fear. فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا أَيْ خَوْفًا مِنْهُمْ. Naam. The author, after this, he mentioned the narration of Khawrata binti Hakim radiyallahu anha. He says, وَعَنْ خَوْرَةَ بِنْتِ حَكِيمٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وسلم يقول: من نزل منزلا فقال أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق لم يضره شيء حتى يرحل من منزله ذلك حتى يرحل من منزله ذلك رواه مسلم رواه مسلم. So the author now, he mentioned the narration of Khawlata binti Hakim radiallahu anha. She was from those virtuous and pious and righteous companions, female companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she was married to Uthman ibn Mad'un radiallahu anhu. She mentions that she heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that whoever comes to a place to take rest or to sit, or to spend the night in manzil, yani makan al nuzul. The Arabs, they used to travel, and they would travel for some time, and then after that, whenever they would take rest in their travels, كانوا ينزلون من سفرهم في منزلا من المنازل, that they would take rest in a resting spot, yani the place that they would stop and pull their and take their belongings and sit down and relax or set up camp, they would call this a manzil. Now, manzil is known as the house also is considered a manzil, but in their times, the manzil was the place that they would stop while they're traveling and the likes like this. But the ulama, they mention any time a person, he comes to his home or a new home, or he comes to a place to sit or to relax or the likes like this, that he will make this istiyada. He'll make this istiyada. So whoever, من نزل في منزلا فقال, and then he said, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات, I seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah. I seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah. من شر ما خلق, from the evil that he has created. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, whoever says this, whenever he comes to a place of resting or sitting down, لم يضره شيء, nothing will harm him. حَتَّى يَرْحَلَ مِن مَنْزِلِهِ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى يَرْحَلَ مِن مَنْزِلِهِ ذَلِكَ, until he leaves that place that he was sitting or that he was resting in, is narrated by Imam Muslim رحمه تعالى. So the author, he mentioned this narration of Khawlata radiallahu anha, مَن نَزَلَ مَنْزِلًا, that whoever sits down or comes to a place of resting to relax or to sit and to rest, and then he says at that time, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ تَامَّاتِ مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ, I seek refuge with the complete and perfect words of Allah from the evil that he has created, that Allah Azza wa Jal, he has made this a means for him to be protected. لَمْ يَدُرَّهُ شَيْءٌ, nothing will harm him. Nothing will harm him until he leaves that place that he is sitting in or relax or resting in. Nothing will harm him. So from the means to be protected, yani from animals or from insects or the likes like that, or from other harms that one cannot see, from the jinn and from the likes of these evils that are from the unseen, that a person may not be aware of, is to seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to say this, to say the supplication, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. It's a very short supplication, but very beneficial. And again, a reminder that these supplications, they must be mentioned with the tongue as well as the heart. And this is an istiada. An istiada, as we have seen previously, is an action of the heart, and it's ibadah qalbiyah. And it must be performed with the heart. Also, the person, he will make this statement with his tongue, أعوذ بالله, but his heart is seeking refuge with Allah. His heart knows that a person who seeks refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal, he is a person that realized that they are weak, and a person that realized that they cannot defend themselves, and the person that realized that there are harms and evils that even one cannot see and one is unaware of, and how can a person be protected from something he cannot see? The only way to be protected from these things and from everything in life is to seek refuge with the creator of this evil, the one who has decreed this evil for a wisdom and for a purpose. He is the only one who can protect, and he is the only one who can save him from the harm and from the danger and to keep him safe and the like. So a believer, he realizes this and he knows this and he believes this, and he knows how powerful and strong Allah is, and that Allah Azza wa Jal, he listens and responds to his servants whenever they seek protection with him, and he grants them protection and refuge, and he helps them and he aids them and supports them, and he keeps them safe from harms and from difficulty. And the believer, then he seeks refuge and protection with his Lord. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Here seeking refuge with his perfect names. A'udhu bikalimati Allah at-tammat min sharri ma khalaq. From the evil that he has created. This doesn't mean any from the evil of every creation. That's not the proper understanding, because not every creation that Allah has created has evil in it. And the meaning is to seek refuge min sharri ma khalaq, and from the evil of the creation that has evil in it. From the evil of the creation that has evil in it, because the angels they do not have evil in them, and the anbiya and so on and so forth, the prophets, they're not evil, and there's no shar in them. So to min sharri ma khalaq, yani min sharri kulli makhluqin qama bihi shar, from the evil of every creation that has evil in it. Yani this is what one seeks refuge from, the evil of what Allah has created. Yani the creation that has shar in it, this is a refuge. This is an isti'adha, to seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of that creation. It doesn't mean that every creation of Allah Azza wa Jal has evil in it. This is not the correct meaning. Naam. So to seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal is a great act of worship, and is with one's heart putting trust and reliance and faith, and attaching one's heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hope and desire to have His protection and to have His refuge and to be safe from harm and from difficulty. This is an action that goes on in the heart. Any of the ta'awudhat that a believer, he mentions that this is how his heart should be moving along with it. For example, from the legislated isti'adha, and the believer, he says, A'udhu billahi min munkarati al-akhlaq wal-a'mal wal-ahwa'i wal-adwa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil manners, and from the evil actions, and from the evil desires, and from the evil diseases. A'udhu billahi min munkarati al-akhlaqi wal-a'mali wal-ahwa'i wal-adwa. So then whenever a believer, he says the likes of these this dhikr, this isti'adha, and he says it with his tongue, but at the same time he seeks refuge with Allah, hoping that He will protect him from ever having these foul and evil manners, or falling into performing the foul and the actions that are considered munkara, or likewise to follow and to be tried by the lusts and the desires that are munkara, that are evil and foul, and likewise from those evil and harmful diseases. From those evil and harmful diseases. This is from those concise supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, and in the adhkar of the sabah and the masa, if a believer were to ponder over many of them, they have isti'adha, that many of them, they are ta'awudhat, seeking refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal. Even the one that is known, that a believer, he says, Bismillah alladhi la yadur ma'ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Bismillah alladhi la yadur ma'ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. That a believer says, in the name of Allah, yani here in the name of Allah, Bismillah alladhi la yadur ma'ismihi, nothing will be harmed with His name in the heavens and in the earth, and He is as-sami' al-'alim. He is the one who is all hearing and the one who is all knowing. A believer, he says this in the morning and the evening three times. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. A believer, he will say this, it begins with the bismillah, which is actually seeking aid and assistance, but the heart is seeking refuge with Allah. Bismillahi astaeeth, in the name of Allah I seek refuge and protection. الذي لا يضر ما اسمه شيء في الأرض. Nothing harms, it will be harmed along with His name, or the mention of His name. So then a believer uses the mention of the name of Allah Azza wa Jal to have protection from harm. Whoever says this, likewise, he will not be harmed. He will not be harmed in the evening or in the morning by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point is that these adhkar, they have to be mentioned with the tongue and also with the heart for them to be effective and for them to be beneficial. نعم فمن نزل منزلا فقال أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق لم يضره شيء لم يضره شيء حتى يرحل أو حتى يرتحل من منزله ذلك رواه مسلم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he changed what he legislated for the believers instead of seeking refuge with the jinn. Whenever the people of Jahiliyyah and the Arabs in the time of Jahiliyyah, they're seeking refuge with the jinn from the evils of the unseen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he legislated for them to seek refuge with him and for them to seek refuge with his perfect words, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the case that Allah Azza wa Jal, he has replaced that foul and evil, shirk, and the way of the people of Jahiliyyah. He has replaced seeking refuge with the jinn and seeking refuge with the creation with seeking refuge with him and seeking refuge with his beautiful attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people of Jahiliyyah, they were upon seeking refuge with the jinn. But after the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jalla was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was replaced, that falsehood is replaced with the haqq, with the truth of seeking refuge with Allah alone and seeking refuge with his attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a benefit here, the ulama, they mention, and that is that whenever a person, he sees an individual upon falsehood, or he sees an individual upon innovation, for example, or any type of falsehood, whether it's in deed or in creed, or whether it is in a statement or action, that whenever an individual wants to advise them or prohibit them from that falsehood, then he will not just simply prohibit them, but rather he will give them after prohibiting them and clarifying the falsehood of that deed or that action or that belief, he will direct them to the correct way. He would direct them to the correct way. So we see here that mankind, they used to seek refuge with the jinn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his messenger to clarify that that is falsehood and to prohibit that. And then he guided them to that which is correct and the right way. And that is to seek refuge with Allah alone. And that is to seek refuge with Allah alone. So if a person were to prohibit somebody from something or from some evil or from some falsehood, then he'll prohibit them. And at the same time, he will direct them to the correct way. And he would direct them to the correct creed or the correct belief or the correct deed or the correct action. If they are performing their salat wrongly, he would not just tell him that that salat is wrong, but rather he would tell him that that is wrong and he would teach him the right way. If they are partaking in wealth that is haram, he would advise them and clarify that this money right here is haram, or this way of earning a living is haram, and he would direct them to the way that is permissible. And he would direct them to the way that it was permissible. He would replace that. He will show them how to replace, or teach them and guide them and advise them how to leave the haram, or to leave that which is false and go to that which is good. And go to that which is good. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammat min sharri ma khalaq. Seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil that he has created. The ulama, they mentioned that tammat and al kalimat tammat, the perfect words, ay al kamilat. التي لا يلحقها نقص ولا عيب كما يلحق كلام البشر. Meaning that the perfect words of Allah Azza wa Jalla, meaning that these words have no deficiency nor falsehood in them whatsoever, as would be found in the words or the statements of the human beings or of the people. As for the statements of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then they are tamma. الكلمات التامات أي الكاملات أي الكاملات. Some of the ulama also mention أي الكافية الشافية, meaning that these are the words that will cure and suffice an individual. Then the words that are perfect and complete, they have no deficiency or falsehood in them, and they have no fault in them whatsoever, and also they are means for purification and protection. And some of the ulama, they have mentioned that they are what is referred to here, al-karimat, or karimat illahi, al-tammat, hiya al-Qur'an, hiya al-Qur'an. Some of the ulama, they mentioned that these words are the Qur'an. The words of Allah Azza wa Jal are the Qur'an. Other ulama, they mentioned al-karimat al-kawniyya, al-karimat al-kawniyya, and the universal decree and words of Allah Azza wa Jal that he has decreed in his universal decree. And others, they mentioned they are karimat al-shar'iyya, ay al-Qur'an, wallahu ta'ala alam. Naam, Shaykh Uthaymeen, he mentioned an indication to the verse of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-An'am. يعني كيف تكون هذه الكلمات تامة, يعني he says وتمام الكلام بأمرين, تمام الكلام بأمرين, that the speech will be complete, is complete in two aspects, الصدق في الأخبار والعدل في الأحكام. by being true. They're truthful and correct, and they're truthful in the information that is included there in those words. And likewise, there's justice that is found in the rulings. There's justice that is found in the rulings. And all he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدَّقًا وَعَدَلًا. And the statements or the words of your law of your Lord has been completed with truthfulness and justice. صِدْقًا أي فِي الْأَخْبَارِ وَعَدْلًا فِي الْأَحْكَامِ فِي الْأَحْكَامِ. نعم. Likewise, seeking refuge here, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات. I seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from the means of curing oneself and performing a ruqya on an individual is to use these type of supplications and this type of al-istiyada. And it has been narrated from Uthman ibn Abi al-As al-Thaqafi radiyallahu anhu, radiyallahu anhu. This hadith is collected by al-Imam Muslim. He mentioned أنه شكى إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعا يجده في جسده منذ أسلم. That Uthman ibn Abi al-As radiyallahu anhu, that he found he would feel a pain. He used to feel a pain in his body from the time that he accepted Islam. And whenever he accepted Islam at that time, he began to find a pain in his body that did not leave him, and it remained there. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. So the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ, he mentioned to him, وَعْ يَدَكَ عَلَى الَّذِي تَأَلَّمُ مِنْ جَسَدِكَ وَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ ثَلَاثًا وَقُلْ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا أَجِدُ وَأُحَاذِرُ. He told him, he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Uthman ibn Abi al-As radiyallahu anhu al-Thaqafi that he should put his hand on the place that he finds pain in his body and say Bismillah three times, and then say after that seven times A'udhu billahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu uhadhir. I seek refuge with Allah and with His power from the evil that which I find and that which I am afraid of or that which I fear from. Naam, this is another istiyadha, and this is particular for a ruqya, that a person, if he finds in his body some pain and he is hurting from or an ailment in his body, that he can cure himself like this by seeking refuge with Allah, by seeking refuge and protection with Allah from that pain and from that evil. And one narration that is found in Sunan Ibn Majah, and has some clarification. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ijal yadaka al-yumna alayhi," put your right hand on it. And in the hadith of Muslim or the narration of Muslim, it says, "Put your hand on the place where your body hurts." With some clarification from the narration in Ibn Majah, "Ijal yadaka al-yumna," put your right hand on that place. وَقُلْ بِسْمِ أَعُوذُ بِعِزَّةِ اللَّهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا أَجِدُ وَحَاذِرُ. So also in the narration of Ibn Majah, رحمه الله تعالى, it has an extra word here, بِعِزَّةِ اللَّهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ أَعُوذُ بِعِزَّةِ اللَّهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ. I seek refuge with the izzah of Allah, with the might of Allah and His power. So here we see that it's permissible to seek refuge with Allah, أعوذ بالله, and also to seek refuge with the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. A'udhu bi kalimati Allah. Al-kalam sifatun min sifati Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, al-izzatu sifatun lillahi Azza wa Jalla wal-qudra. Allahu azizun dhu al-izza wa qadirun dhu al-qudra. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise, and he is from his attributes, al-kalam. Al-Kalam subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching the ummah that if they find some pain in their body, that they'll put their right hand on that place where they are hurting, and they will say the name of Allah three times, Bismillahi, Bismillahi, Bismillah. A'udhu billahi wa kudratihi min sharri ma ajidu uhadhir, seven times. All of this along with the heart seeking refuge and protection from Allah Azza wa Jal from that pain. Naam. So the point is here that to seek refuge, it must be with Allah alone, from these things that only Allah has the ability to protect from. and to give refuge from, to seek refuge with other than Allah in these things, then this is shirk. Now, to seek refuge with Allah, other than Allah in these things, this is shirk. This is the type of ibadah that it must be for the sake of Allah alone. And this can be by seeking refuge with Allah, or seeking refuge with His attributes, or seeking refuge with His attributes. With regards to this particular narration, it's been narrated by Al-Qurtubi. Al-Qurtubi Al-Muhaddith. The ulama that are known or famous with this nisba Al-Qurtubi. There are two of them, and they're different. One of them is Al-Mufassir, Sahibu Al-Tafsir. Naam Sahibu Al-Tafsir. They call him Al-Qurtubi Al-Mufassir, the scholar of Tafsir. He died in the year 671. There's another scholar of Islam is also known as Al-Qurtubi. But this one, he's known as Al-Qurtubi Al-Muhaddith, the one who is a Muhaddith, scholar of Hadith. He died in the year 656. Qurtubi Al-Muhaddith, he has an explanation of Sahih Muslim. He has an explanation of Sahih Muslim called Mufhim. Now, he mentioned with this narration here, seeking refuge with the perfect words of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, this narration here is authentic. And we know its authenticity and its correctness, and that is a true statement from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the aspect of the proof and the evidence, and that is narrated authentically from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, and also we know the correctness and the authenticity of this narration by trial, by testing it and trying it. Ever since I have, he says, ever since I heard it, I have applied this narration. Ever since I have heard it, I have applied this narration. فَلَمْ يَضُرَّنِي شَيْءٌ. So nothing has ever harmed me. Nothing has ever harmed me, he says. إِلَىٰ أَن تَرَكْتُهُ فَلَدَغَتْنِي أَقْرَبٌ لَيْلَةٌ. Except for one time I left, I did not make the supplication, and a scorpion stung me. He said, فَفَكَرْتُ فَإِذَا بِي نَسِيتُهُ. So then he said, I thought about it after I got stung by the scorpion. He said, I thought about it, and then I realized I forgot to make that isti'adha. I forgot to make that isti'adha that night. This has been narrated from Qurtubi al-Muhaddith, yani that he knows that this authentic, that this narration is authentic because it has been authentic, reported authentically with a chain that is correct from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Plus, he has tried it and from tajriba, and he has experienced the benefit of this isti'adha until he forgot it one night. And then because of that, the decree of Allah, and he forgot it, and he was stung. He was stung. Also, that narration that I mentioned earlier, from the Adhkar of the Sabah and the Masa, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru masmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i was samiyul alim. This is collected in Sunan Abi Dawood, likewise in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. And it is narrated by Uthman. And the one who narrated this narration from Uthman is his son, Aban. Aban ibn Uthman. Aban ibn Uthman, he narrated this narration on Uthman, that whoever says this three times in the morning and in the evening, that nothing will harm him. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. But Aban himself, he was inflicted with a type of paralyzation. He was paralyzed. Al-falaj. Al-falaj is a type of paralyzation that affects part of the body. Only like half of the body, or in certain parts, that that part of the body will droop and it would be paralyzed. So he is narrating this narration, and the one who is listening to him is looking at him and looking at his disease or his sickness, how part of his body is paralyzed. And he's telling them that whoever recites this three times in the morning and in the evening, nothing can happen to him. So he realized that this person, you know, he's like, well, if that's the case, how come this happened to you? And how did you become paralyzed there, if that's the case? So Aban ibn Uthman, he said, Wallahi la akdhibu ala Uthmana, wallahi la lam yakdhib Uthman, radiyallahu anhu ala an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I swear by Allah, I'm not lying on Uthman, and neither did Uthman lie on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, but I forgot it one day. I forgot it one day. Liyumdi Allahu alayya qadrahu. So that I forgot it one day, and this was from the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal that I can be afflicted by this. And so meaning that he was inflicted by this because he forgot to make the supplication one day. He forgot to make the supplication one day. So again, these ta'awudhat and seeking refuge and protection with Allah Azza wa Jal, they are legislated in the morning and in the evening and for specific types of harms. and for different situations in the life of a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has legislated for the believer to seek refuge with Allah. From those times, what has been narrated from Salama radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to, if he either kharaja min baytihi, that if he left his home sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would say Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla aw dhalla aw wazilla aw zalla aw adhlima aw udhlam aw ajhala aw yujhala alayya. This is from the adhkar that a believer he will make whenever he leaves his home. That from those adhkar of leaving the house and going out into the lands is that a believer he will say a'udhu billahi an adilla aw dhalla, I seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla, that I will go astray, that I will be made to go astray. Aw azilla aw uzalla, or that I would fall into sin while not knowing. Azalla is a slip, the slip of the foot, they call it zallatul qadam. But what is being referred to here is whenever a person sometimes will fall into sin unintentionally. It's called a zalla. And he fell into sin unintentionally. And if I would billahi an azilla aw uzalla, that I will slip into a sin and fall into a sin, or I will be caused to fall into one. Aw adilla aw udalla aw uzilla aw uzalla aw adhlima aw udhlam, or that I would oppress somebody or somebody that would oppress me. Aw ajhala aw yujhala alayya, or that I will act in an ignorant manner, or that people will act ignorantly with me. And so this is also from the legislated isti'adha of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we know also, before the salat is over, after the tashahud and before the taslim, to seek refuge with Allah azza wa jalla from the punishment of the grave and the evils of this life and the hereafter, and from the evils of the dajjal. So al-isti'adha is legislated in many places in the day and in the night time for a believer to remember Allah azza wa jalla, and to remember his own weakness, and to remember his need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him from dangers and from harms, and that a believer he will put his trust and reliance and faith in Allah azza wa jalla, seek refuge with him and protection with him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author, he closes now, or we close by reading the masail. He says fihi masail, and in this chapter there are some issues and benefits. Al ula tafsiru annahu kana rijalun min al-insi ila akhir al-ayah أو الآية أي أكمل الآية. يعني the explanation or the interpretation of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that verily there were men from the ins who used to seek refuge with the males from the jinn. And we have seen the explanation of that verse. Alhamdulillah. الثانية كونه من الشرك. And the reality or the fact that this isti'adha is from a shirk. And how can someone prove that isti'adha is from shirk? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ وَإِذَا قَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Naam, say I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. Say I seek refuge with the Lord of the daybreak. If you recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Allah commanded it. So then it's clear that this is an act of worship. So that means to direct it to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Min ash-shirk, min ash-shirk. Al-thalitha. Al-istidlalu ala thalika bil-hadith. And also to use a proof to clarify that it is from shirk is what is found in the hadith. Naam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sought refuge with the perfect words of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, لأن العلماء استدلوا به على أن كلمات الله غير مخلوقات. قالوا لأن الاستعاذة بالمخلوق شرك. That hadith, the hadith of Khawla رضي الله عنها, that whoever لما نزل في منزلا فقال أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. Yani, to seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah from the evil that he has created. The ulama, they have used this narration as a proof to clarify that the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they are not created. And they have said that seeking refuge with the creation is shirk. And to seek refuge with the creation is shirk. This is something that is established. So then the Prophet, he has taught us to seek refuge bi kalimatillah. At-tammat, to seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is a clear indication that the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they are not created. القرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق, because it's not permissible to seek refuge with the creation. And the Prophet has taught us and encouraged us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, these words cannot be created, because it's not permissible to seek refuge with the creation in this manner. So this is a clear proof for the fact that the words of Allah, they are from His attribute, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and they are not created. الرابعة فضيلة هذا الدعاء ما اختصاره. The fourth mas'ala that the author, he mentioned, rahimahullah, is the virtue of this supplication, although it is very concise. Yani a person can be completely protected whenever he sits down in his home, or he sits down in his car, or he goes to some place and he takes a rest and he sits down, or he lies down to relax in a place. Then he remembers Allah, and he remembers this supplication, and he mentions it with his tongue and his heart, and how virtuous this dua is, and means for protection, along with how short it is. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. Less than 10 words, a believer can memorize that benefit in his life. الخامسة, the fifth and final مسألة, the author, he mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى, أن كون الشيء يحصل به منفعة دنيوية من كف شر أو جلب نفع لا يدل على أنه ليس من الشرك. This is an important benefit. This is something that many people may have a shubha with regards to. And the author is clarifying that shubha is falsehood and that doubt is not correct. And that is the fifth mas'ala. He mentioned the fact that just because a worldly benefit occurs for an individual from removing harm or bringing about goodness and benefit, this is not a proof or an evidence or indication that it's not from shirk. And just because a person would do a deed in this life and benefit from it, and he would actually find that he has protection, for he will seek refuge and actually find protection and refuge in that thing, or he will seek some blessing and benefit, and he will actually achieve that blessing and benefit, the fact that he obtained that protection or he obtained that benefit is not a proof that it's not from shirk. Because somebody may commit an act of shirk and actually still get the benefit from the dunya benefit. Like these people, maybe sometimes they will seek refuge with the jinn and find, sometimes maybe they'll find protection. If they found some type of protection, then this does not, the fact that they received what they are hoping for is not a proof that it's not from shirk. It's still shirk even though they got the benefit that they're looking for, even though they got the benefit that they are looking for. So the fact that they benefited from it is not a proof that it's not shirk. Somebody will say, well, if it was shirk, then how come if he made dua to the grave, for example, for a child, and the child came, oh, this is a proof that making dua to the grave is not shirk. That's not correct. That's not correct. Rather, this is from the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, that the person, he committed this act of shirk, and then the decree of Allah was coinciding with that. And sometimes this will occur. The ulama, they mentioned to try that individual, or to lead him, or to try that individual, nam, or to be a means for istidraj, iyadhan billah, to be a means for istidraj lahu ila al-halaki wa iyadhu wa iyadhu billahi wa iyadhu billah. Nam, we close with that, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the evils of this life and the hereafter. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek refuge with Him alone, to protect us from the evil of the foul and wicked diseases, and to protect the Muslims, and to cure all of the Muslims who are sick, and to cure them, and to help them, and to aid them, and to make their affairs easy for them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for the Muslims to return to their masajid. صلى الله عز وجل أن يوفق الجميع لما يحبه ويرضاه سبحانه وتعالى وأن يهدينا جميعا إليه صراطا مستقيما وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وأن يزيدنا علما نافعا. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.